Christchurch's Samoan community met to discuss Green Party MP Te Anoto Yono's bill that, if passed, will restore entitlement to New Zealand citizenship to some Samoans. Caleb Fotheringham spoke to community members at St Paul's Trinity Pacific Presbyterian Church who are keen to see it go through.
Christchurch Samoan community gathered together to discuss a bill that, if passed, will reverse a nearly 40-year-old law. In 1982, the Privy Council ruled that all Western Samoans born between 1924 and 1948 were considered natural-born British subjects and were also New Zealand citizens. But the Muldoon government passed a law effectively overturning that ruling. Green Party MP Te Anoto Yono's bill will restore the right of citizenship to those who had it removed. Whanuma Aitu Tuvalu Foema Ono says this time he doesn't want to see politicians play politics and wants parties to align with the 1982 Privy Council decision.
We're not saying that, hey, let's play politics with this. We're saying, hey, do the right thing. And the right thing is give back to those people that right that was granted to them by the judiciary in 1982. It's simple as that.
He says New Zealand failed Samoa many times in the 20th century.
And then New Zealand turn around and add, you know, more salt onto all those wounds from the past and, you know, and from the days of the Dawn Raids. It's an injustice, and I think now is the time to do something about it.
National was the only party to not support the bill through the first reading about a month ago. NZ First leader Winston Peters told Pacific Media Network his party intends to back it the whole way, which will give the bill the numbers needed to pass.
Let's see what happens to the Select Committee, but that is our intention, to get where a number of the people in that bill want to go, because that's always been our view. But also, I'm having regard to Prime Minister Fiamme saying to me that they're concerned about depopulation. This could very quickly go wrong. I want to know what they think as well.
Christchurch Samoan community member Fa'o Sophia Siliato Daly wants National to jump on board. She says it's an opportunity for the party to finally do something for Samoa.
What has National done for Samoa? And this is the big question that I'd like to ask National. What makes you scared of having this bill passed? And I keep thinking, National, if they do this and pass this bill through their support, it will go down through the history of the National Party.
Fa'o Sophia says Samoans have not been recognised for their unique relationship with New Zealand. She says because Samoa was colonised by New Zealand, they should be treated the same as Cook Islanders, Niueans and Tokelauans.
We were colonised by New Zealand, but at the same time, when you were excluded from that, you're being treated just like every other islands or nations that they never had that colonial relationship with New Zealand, it becomes quite a troubling a thought.
National didn't support the bill because of its legal complexity, but Mr. Toyono doesn't believe this should be a barrier.
Is it complex? Maybe. Even if it is, let's work it out. Have the commitment, have an open heart to actually work through that complexity. I think we can do it.
Many people who attended the meeting wanted to see citizenship extended to descendants, not just to the around 5,000 elders who are still alive. Mr. Tuiono says it will be a discussion for the Select Committee.
With the grant part, I think that's where the debate with the committee will possibly end up being as to, you know, who qualifies and who doesn't.
Public submissions for the bill close at the end of the month.